This is the Straight Talk on how business architecture practices can leverage graphic recording and graphic facilitation for greater success. I'm Wendy Keene, author of Straight Talk, and I am joined today by our guest star, Sarah Greer. Hi, Sarah.
Hi, Wendy. How are you?
I am good. We're thrilled to have you here. Sarah is a graphic facilitator, and for the last 8 years, she has been working with Fortune 100 companies undergoing large-scale transformations. Utilizing large-scale illustrated frameworks, Sarah helps support the groups by designing meeting flows and putting them in the appropriate environments to help ensure success during the team's time together. She does live capturing and translating of the groupthink to allow discovery, synthesis, solution design, and ultimately action. And one thing you may not know about Sarah is that she has plenty to keep her busy on her family-owned 110-acre horse farm, where she and her husband are getting ready to host the 25th annual horse trial this summer. Cool stuff. Well, the success of a business architecture practice and a business architect's career depends not only on developing and leveraging the business architecture, but on how we interact with other people, how we convey ideas, and how we bring people together around those ideas for understanding and action. We've been exploring this theme through various Straight Talk podcasts, but today we're focused on graphic recording and graphic facilitation. So let's get started. Sarah, can you first ground us on some basics? What officially are these concepts of graphic recording and graphic facilitation, and what are the differences between the two?
That is a great question. And let me start by saying that the visual practitioners community is a very small and very friendly community. And to date, there's no official definition of these practices. I will share my interpretation, and what I think is really important is that when you're hiring a person to support a meeting with visuals, it's good to say what you're looking for, and don't be afraid to ask for guidance. The community is small enough that they will very likely help you find a really good fit for your meeting. So let's start with graphic recording. At a high level, the focus of a graphic recorder is to do live capture of an event. A great example of this is a keynote speech. Typically, there is little to no interaction between the person drawing and the speaker, or even the participants in the meeting. On the other hand, in graphic facilitation, the practitioner will be instrumental in shaping the meeting. Everything from influencing the agenda to selecting the right participants to helping support the team find a suitable meeting place. The graphic facilitator will help co-design frameworks that support the right dialogue at the right time. Basically, the graphic facilitator, whether working alone or with a colleague facilitator, will serve as a guide to the entire meeting process.
That's really helpful to distinguish between the two. And what have you found the value to be in leveraging these sorts of techniques?
Well, you know what they say, a picture is worth a thousand words. In today's world of texting, email, Snapchat, and other social media platforms, people find themselves limiting the rich and holistic use of visual communication. The approach we take brings people together like a community around a specific topic, challenge, or opportunity. We work to shape the group's view into what or how they might see if it was fast-forwarded into the future.
And so, based on all of that, what would you say are the best situations in which we should consider leveraging graphic recording and graphic facilitation?
Well, remember, these are two different practices. Graphic recording works really well for conferences and events. Think a conference where you're having a keynote speaker. Another situation a graphic recorder can add a tremendous amount of value is for a panel discussion or a fireside chat. The recorder can create an illustration that acts as a visual record of the session. Customers love and are genuinely wowed by the thoughtfulness of a meeting planner's bringing in a recorder to capture that moment in time. On the other hand, there are sweet spots for engaging in the use of graphic facilitation. When a group desires to become unified in a problem-solving context is a great use case. Take for an example, an organization that is struggling with their customer engagement model and needs to move from reactive to proactive. How do we get the key stakeholders on board to create a new vision? And then, what are the implications for the rest of the business model and organization? And how will they get communicated and implemented? Another example is of a startup company. It grew very quickly, and although the growth was profitable, they were not able to keep up with the pace of their own change. Over the course of a day, we used graphic facilitation to take the team through a series of conversations, and the net benefit for that team was to literally see where they wanted to go and why and how they were going to get there. We were able to help them come up with a plan of action that was concrete.
Most business architecture teams do not have access to a talented person like you. So are there some ideas you can give us for how to learn to do just some of the basics of graphic recording and graphic facilitation as part of our work?
Yes, I would say just get started. Practice lettering on a wall or even a flip chart. Just keep practicing. The important thing is to get comfortable. And it's like anything else. The more you practice, the more it will just become second nature. There are many, many books on the subject of graphic recording and graphic facilitation. My top three picks are The Graphic Facilitator's Guide by Brandy Agerbach, Visual Meetings by David Sibbett, and Game Storming by Sunny Brown and Dave Gray. There are also lots of graphic facilitators and recorders, like myself, that can host workshops and teach the basics. It's great fun, and it can also double as a terrific team-building exercise.
Excellent. Would you like to share any final closing comments, Sarah?
Having been doing this for quite some time now, I am always so pleasantly surprised at how people react and are astonished by the simple act of drawing out their thinking. It is remarkable to see people making connections because they have line of sight in one room to all the content that was created in a day. And last, I never get tired of hearing, "I never thought we would get so much done in one day."
Sarah, it was so interesting to speak with you today and learn from all of your expertise. Thank you so much for sharing your time and talent with us. And thank you all for joining us, and talk to you next time on Straight Talk.